You are listening to KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota. It's time for, it's the third Friday of the month. It's our live Beet Farm Friday, and we have a special treat for you tonight, so I'm just going to turn it right over to Leslie and Carl in the production studio.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Beet Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM Low Power in Two Harbors and KTWH.org. The Beet Farm Show consists of vintage in-studio performances of diverse musicians and genre every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beet Farm shows are repeated on Sundays at 3 p.m. Listen to this session again on November 20th. That's a Sunday. Feel free to listen to many archived Beet Farm shows by going to ktwh.org. In the studio today, we have Jim Hall and Lee Martin. Welcome to the Beet Farm Show, you guys.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Thank you,
Carl. And it's time for your first song, okay?
All right. Yes, we're going to do a song that the White Iron Band made famous. It's called Gravel Road. We left from the north of a dirty town. Driver's hands were shaking all around. Windows rolled down, passing it around. Cannot see the line on the gravel road. Coffee in my cup's getting cold. Footprints of the mother on the road. Chickens in the coop. Millie's grinding food. Can I get to town on the gravel road? I'm working all day long. Freezing in my brain. Turn it back to rain. You cannot wash away the gravel road. Music eases my bones. It's way down in my blood and in my bones. Once it's in your blood, like the wake of the flood, you cannot wash away the gravel road. I cannot walk the land on the gravel road.
All right. Nice. Very, very nice. So let's see. That was Gravel Road, White Iron Band.
Yeah, the White Iron Band. That's
right. And that was Lee Martin singing lead vocals. Jim came in a little later with some nice harmony vocals. And Lee on guitar and Jim playing fiddle.
That's right.
Yeah, and so that was really, really good. I see you tuning there right after that. Could you play another song right away?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You sure can.
Yeah, you know, I guess until you're ready there, Carl and I were inspired to have these guys here after recently enjoying their music on several Sunday evenings. They host a really, really friendly and laid-back open jam at Wasco's Bar near Lake Nabagaman, where their vocals are great. Jim plays guitar and fiddle, and Lee's on guitar. And he also plays steel pedal, mm-hmm. pedal steel.
Sometimes, Leslie, you even come out with the flute out there, too.
Oh, well, yeah, because it's a jam, and so... Yeah. They don't care if you're real good or not, and so I get to go up there. And it's fun, and they're open to everybody. So
we sure do have fun.
Here we go with another song, right?
Yeah.
I think
this one is a Hoyt Axton tune. We're going to do a Hoyt Axton tune in the key of A, Jim.
Which one? He's got so many.
We're gonna do Bony Fingers. One, two, three. Well, the rain coming down, and the roof won't hold her, and I lost my job and feel a little older, and the car won't start, love's grown colder. Maybe things get a little better in the morning. Maybe things get a little better. Well, the glass squashes, the fire won't start, and them kids are all crying, and you're breaking my heart, and the whole damn place is falling apart. Maybe things get a little better in the morning. Maybe things get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers, bony fingers. Grass needs growing and the car won't start, and them kids are all crying, and you're breaking my heart, and the whole damn place is falling apart. Maybe things get a little better in the morning. Maybe things get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers, bony fingers. Take it away, Jimmy. Coming down, and the roof won't hold her, and I lost my job, and I feel a little older, and the car won't start, my love's grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning.
Nice. Nice, nice, very nice. Okay, one thing. Jim was on fiddle there, and Lee, of course, held down the main vocals and the guitar part. And one thing that I noticed in that song that, honestly, I don't know how else to say it, it really gives me a thrill, is when you, Lee, sing those low notes into that beautiful bass register. I love that.
Well, thank you very much.
So, did you ever take any singing lessons?
Choir in high school.
Yay, all right.
Mr. K, my choir teacher,
taught
me how to sing.
And did you grow up around here?
I grew up in Morris, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I know...
Western Minnesota.
I think, Jim, you grew up around here, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Basically, uh-huh. And we'll find out more about you guys in a little while, maybe. One thing I do want to say is that you've been doing this duet in a jam setting at Wasco's for almost 5 years, or more than five. And that's way cool. I think the owner of the bar, Chris, told me that once.
Mm-hmm. My buddy Wild Bill started the jam out there, and he passed away probably four or five years ago. He started it, and I kind of just started going out there, and then he went into his health, got a little bad, and so I started showing up there on Sundays, and then Jim started showing up too after that. But it's been out on County Road P. The P used to stand for pothole.
Well,
now it's all smooth, so you guys come out there
paved.
Anytime it's paved. Now
yeah,
it stands for
it's
paved.
It,
paved.
For
paved.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, you know, also Chris told me that every once in a while in the summer there might be 20 jammers there, and he just gets a big, huge thrill out of it. And it's a really fun time. Another song?
Yeah. Yeah, we recommend anybody heading out to Wasco's if they can on a Sunday for a Sunday fun day. It's always a good time.
And it starts about what time?
Usually right around 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock, yeah.
Yep.
Right around there.
And honestly, it's really fun. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Here they go.
Beast in the Yard?
Okay, yeah. This is one of Jim's songs.
Can't take my mind off this beast in the yard. Used to dream of rivers, now I dream of cars. The seduction of the red and the chrome. For this I've dug up my happy home. Can't keep my mind off this beast in the yard. With the right wheels, they say that I'll go far. I don't have to pay for them right away. I can charge it and pay on payday. Just like you, got this mark on me too. My heart off this beast in the yard. I could buy love, put it on a card. Once a month I'm feeling low. The more I own, the more I owe. Can't keep my mind off this beast in the yard. I'm thinking it's grown too many heads and it's gone too far. When it breathes, it blows out smoke. The more it breathes, the more I choke. Like the song my dad sung, I got this mark on my arm. can't keep my mind off this beast in the yard. Everywhere I look, both inside and out, my soul is sold and my body consumed. And all this garbage is filling up my room. Supply and demand, got this mark on my hand.
All right. Nice going, Jim. And that was a song written by Jim Hall, Beast in the Yard. And yeah, the noise is gone. So we're here in the studio live with Jim Hall and Lee Martin. And they play every Sunday at Wasco's down by Lake Nabagaman.
Nabagaman.
Why do I always struggle? Actually,
it's a stupid name.
Yeah, no, it's a nice name. And what was... what is the lake that it's really on? How do you pronounce
Menacing?
That?
Menacing.
Oh, it is Menacing.
Menacing?
Menacing.
Oh,
Menacing.
See, there's that funny noise again. But anyway, we don't have any phones in here. And yeah, so that's kind of what we hear, that click, click, click. All right, so, you know, I know that Jim has not been in the studio before. And he, right? And
A long, long, long time ago.
That long, maybe with Dave Anderson or before him.
I can't remember. Don't ask me.
Yeah, and Lee has been in the studio when Dave Anderson had the Beat Farm show. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see then. We're just ready for another song.
Yeah, we were... We were all in here. I play in my wife and I, our band is Feeding Leroy is the name of our group. And we had all four of us, my twin brother and my wife and Adam Stopey, all sitting here behind this desk about 5-6 years ago or whenever that was.
Did I know that Luke was your brother?
We were roommates. Yeah.
Okay.
He's my former roommate.
Okay. And so that must have been a lively session, huh? Feeding Leroy
in here?
Yeah. And you guys are still playing around, aren't you?
We
I meant playing out.
Yeah, we do. Yep, we do.
Yeah.
We played, we were down at the Bent Paddle last week, and we'll be back down there. Oh, well, I'm not positive on our upcoming schedule. We're taking off for, like, the holidays, but... doing a little recording and then get back after it, but not too many upcoming things other than what we've done.
Bent Paddle though?
Yeah, we were
what day
down
is
there.
That? Oh, you were down
we
there.
We were.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. But
old
you know,
news.
But I really want to repeat that we can hear you and Jim down at Wasco's, and this exact session will be replayed on Sunday. Ooh, are we going to have some Jim playing harmonica? 3 o'clock on Sunday. Thanks, Carl.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to do an old blues song here then. Blues, Stay Away From Me. I don't even know who wrote this one originally. Do you know, Jim?
No.
I know the Delmore Brothers do a good version of it. Don't know why. haunt me. Love was full of misery. Tears, so many I can't see. Don't know why you keep on haunting me. Don't know why you keep on home.
Wow.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, Carl.
I love it.
Said, yeah, we love that one. See, there's that sound again. Anyway, your harmonies are to die for. That sounds really, really nice. I just,
thank you,
Leslie. I'm a sucker for really good in tune harmonies, and
oh yeah,
you nailed it. And boy, both of you were going back and forth, leading on guitar on your guitars, and that was a super, super piece, Carl.
Well, I think your sound is really seasoned.
Seasoned, yeah we are seasoned.
Yeah. See, I like to use that word myself when, you know, thinking about accomplished musicians, people who, and you're so comfortable with yourselves, I think you just kind of look at the other person and they take it away. Okay, let's see, you're listening to Leslie and Carl's Beat Farm Show on KTWH Low Power. Coming up, we'll have more music with our guests, Lee Martin and Jim Hall. Our live shows can be heard from 5 to 6 on the third Friday of every month, and archive shows are played at the same time on other Fridays. This session and all Beat Farms are replayed on the following Sunday. So whether you tune into 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, or stream us at ktwh.org, you can hear the Northland's best local musicians. And I'm putting you guys right up there at the top of some of the best because you do such a great job. So Lee did mention that he had been or does perform with Feeding Leroy. And actually, Jim, then we know of you playing in the Duluth Superior area for... I mean, we didn't know you back then for about 53 years. Don't you think that's about right?
Yeah, probably, since 68.
Since 68, yeah. I mean, we saw you at Sacred Heart Music Center like 3 years ago. I think it was 2019, doing your 50th anniversary show, and oh man, that was so, so good. I think you also, you sang solo there, and then also you had your band Jim's Country Laundry.
That's Lee.
Jim, he was up there, that's what you mean. Yeah.
He's the country, and Jim's
he's the country.
And Laundry is the washboard.
Yeah, all right. Gosh, I forgot, because 3 years ago. But some other bands that Jim Hall has had. Well, I first saw you at the Blues Saloon in Superior way back when.
Azure.
With Azure du Jour. And then you've also had, and I wrote them down, Blue Heelers, Wet Dog, Red Cowboy Hat, Spotted Mule, Lo-Fi, and Forget-Me-Nots. And I don't know, listeners, if you've ever frequented the local bar scene some years back, you've probably seen Jim Hall.
My favorite band was in the mid-70s, played. I was living down in the cities, played with Stoney Lonesome. And I moved to Colorado before they started playing on Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, okay. I was a regular listener, and that's probably where I heard him. Yeah, way cool. What was it? Was it a big band? Where there?
Yeah, it was a bluegrass, fiddle, banjo, guitar, bass, mandolin.
Yeah, neat.
And four-part harmonies that were just really good.
Yeah, you know I love harmonies. Just last Sunday, or maybe the Sunday before, this woman named... okay, she played the guitar and her name just slipped my mind. Anyway, she was playing down at Wasco's with
Tiny.
You.
Tiny?
Tiny Kangaroo.
Tiny. Yeah, T-I-M-I-E, I think, or E-I, something like that. Anyway, she started singing a gospel song, and if I'm not mistaken, Jim and I just ran up there and started singing three-part harmony with her.
You're not mistaken.
That happened, didn't it? Yeah, so that's really fun, and that's the kind of thing that can happen at a jam at Wasco's. And I do want to say that Carl and I have been playing in a jam group every single Monday night. It morphs a little. People come and go, and the summer group, maybe more people in the summer because we do it at Chambers Grove. And Jim's been a part of that ever since. I remember you gigging at the Radisson in that basement bar. And I don't think you were a member of the jam group yet, but we came and invaded you, four of us, I think, and played down there with you, and then you started jamming with us.
Yeah, Sandy kind of put that jam together.
That's right, Sandy Roseval, who I'm reminded of her every year this month because it's the anniversary of Sandy's death, and I, for one, miss her. Yep. So we're going to have another song, right?
You bet. This one, we'll sing Comes a Time. Play it in C.
Want me to play fiddle or guitar?
Fiddle.
Okay, then.
Let's go up to D. We'll play it in D.
They're just getting this together. Now.
We always do a highly informal show.
While he's tuning, I did want to mention that was Jim on the harmonica, that last song. And some of you folks at home might hear a harmonica called a harp. And it's not actually a harp, but harmonica,
it's a
harp.
Mississippi saxophone.
Oh, okay. But the instrument is the same, harmonica, harp, if you play one.
Doesn't have any strings.
No strings, just reeds. This is a song I wrote, and I kind of sat around for a while, and after my buddy and bandmate Max passed away, the words changed meaning to me, and so this song's called Comes a Time. It goes like this. Comes a time we all feel lost, we can't get sleep. When you turn and toss, there comes a time when we all take blame, we seek forgiveness. And we love again.
Thank you.
passes out. And the rivers start to flow, and you cannot stop them. Oh, the way they flow, and I feel the tears hidden in your eyes, falling out, falling out of mine.
Yeah. Wow. Comes a time. Did you say you wrote that, Lee?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really a good one.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I did want to go back just a little bit since we're talking about your writing skills. When you mentioned that you're part of Feeding Leroy, of course, and you've been around for, the band's been around for quite a while, and you write songs for that group, I read, with your wife, Sonja. Sonja, yeah. Bjordal, right? Bjordal?
Or Martin, yeah, her last name's Martin now.
Her name's Martin now. Yeah. And can you tell us who else is in the band? You mentioned your brother, Luke.
Yep.
And
Luke,
one other?
And then Adam Stopey.
Right.
Yeah, Adam Stopey.
And he plays bass,
He plays the bass and the guitar on when he's around the campfire.
Nice.
The big bass.
Yeah, you know, I have a big bass. I might bring it Sunday or a week from Sunday.
Nice.
When we come. Mine's big, but it's a one quarter size.
Okay.
But it sounds, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, let's see. There was something, and I just forgot what that was. Darn. Okay, we're just going to have you go ahead with another song.
Okay. Well, Jim, what should we play this time? How about Robot Cowboy?
Okay.
Good.
You want to do that one?
Good. He had to ask permission, but that's another one that Jim wrote called Robot Cowboy, and it's fun.
Some of it's fun. Started out with a fun kind of chorus. But then the verses turn into stuff that is lost.
Right.
Like water and wolves and birds.
I'm a robot cowboy on a robot horse. All my friends and my neighbors, robots of course. I ride robot cattle, they leave robot ties. I got a pretty little miss with robot eyes. Well, the rivers flow back sometimes when there's nowhere else to go. Ain't no need for dams, cause there ain't no rain and snow. I'm a robot cowboy on a robot world. It's a
perfect place.
For robot turtles. Robot prairie, I ride where I please. We can't make robot mountains, but we got robot trees. And the wolves talk through the cloud. There's no need to sing or howl. Things are getting kind of quiet here, but what do I care? I'm a robot cowboy on a robot horse. All my about pies. I gotta put a little miss with robot eyes. Now the bees are nano drones, and the flies are just for show. People should have seen it coming. But what do I know? I'm a robot cowboy on a robot world. It's a perfect place for a robot turtle. I ride the robot prairie, and I ride where I please. We can't make robot mountains, but we got robot trees. Play another one there, Lee. It's real. Mine's left to keep and hold. Well, what do I know? I'm a robot cowboy on a robot horse. All my friends and my neighbors are robots, of course. I wrangle robot cattle. They need robot pie. I got a pretty little mess.
Oh, yeah. That was an original called Robot Cowboy by Jim Hall. And Carl's got...
I think that is just joyous. It's such a joy to have both you in the... in the studio here with us.
Thank you, Carl.
What do I know, though? I don't
know. He's a robot Carl.
Yeah, I just know great music, and we're hearing it today from Jim Hall and Lee Martin, and we're just loving this. Yeah. So now I want to tell little stories about Jim.
Uh-oh.
Well, I read them, okay. So
public knowledge?
Well, yeah, it was written somewhere. These aren't all my words. So, Jim recalls one of his first bands playing acid rock when he just sang and danced around jumping into crowds. Later, his interest began, leaning toward blues and folk. Jim believes that his distinctive bass voice had been in the making during his days in the crib.
The crib?
As a baby.
Oh, you
he
mean
was told by
thing?
His aunt, yes.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
told by his aunt that his crying morphed into what he now calls throat singing. And I think that's a great name for it. I've heard that really describes it. There you go. Yeah. And it was a way to express tough emotions back then. You know, I think all of us had some trauma when we were growing up. Not everybody, but I think it was maybe a reflection of some stuff that was going on way back then. And so... See, there it is. And he never lost that, I'm telling you. So, of course, now you concentrate on guitar, fiddle, harmonica. And I wanted to ask, are there any other instruments that I don't get to see you play at jams? But
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. Never a wind instrument, right? Except for the harmonica. Never a wind instrument. Okay. All right, here comes another song, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's called... That,
This one's called Where the Devil Don't Go. And my friend Sammy and Paco put this one together. I've been thinking lately of someday maybe my soul needs saving of the Holy Ghost. My kind of sinning kept Lucifer grinning, just all night spinning out on my own. Widows light candles, sun's out drinking, papa's crossed the line, pushed a little too high. Angels can't stay, their wings burn away, diving too low where the devil don't go. That's my home now. I'll even put my guns down in a town with no name, a little lost, a little late. My past don't matter, my futures are better than all the endeavors no one could believe. This song it ain't sung by God's fear at all. Once was forsaken, whose work is never done. Widows like candles, sun's out drinking, driving alone, a little too high. Angels can't stay, their wings burn away, diving too low, but the devil don't go. Diving too low, but the devil don't go.
Yeah. So that was a song called Where the Devil Don't Go, and your friend Sammy
Wyatt helped my friend Paco put it together. And Sammy's good buddy, and I know him. I know Paco, but not well enough to know his actual name other than Paco, because he's like a White Iron Band super fan, and everyone just called him Paco.
All right.
And he wrote the words to it, and it's one of my favorite tunes that I've come across lately, and I just kind of like singing other people's songs from time to time when I hear them, like, catch me, and then feels good to sing them, you know?
Sure. And that was excellent. So bravo, Sammy and Paco, for Where the Devil Don't Go. Very
good one.
Very nice one.
Sammy and Paco, where did you meet them?
Sammy plays this they call him Suffering Sam. He plays guitar in the White Iron Band. And he also runs a Volkswagen repair shop called the Dune Buggy Supply Company down in Norwood, Young America, Minnesota. But he lives down by Carver. And he's just a ripping guitar player.
All right.
And heck of a songwriter, too. He wrote this next song, too, actually, we're going to do.
Oh, boy.
Is that all right?
I suppose.
You know, I just... I do want to say that it looks like, you know, we have maybe 7 minutes left.
7 minutes,
and
okay.
I like to, did I do my math right? Yeah. And I like to tell our guests about that in case, you know, they're saving the something for the last song. And so oftentimes we will actually start the last song, and then our programmer, Amy, thank you, Amy, will... kind of fade us out when we're out of time. So we probably have enough time for two more songs.
Okay.
But we'll see.
All right.
This one's going to be called?
This one actually is called Small Town Cop. And it goes like this, Kia C. It's a Hoyt Axton tune. All right. It's another Hoyt Axton tune. I'm the cop in a little bitty town, and I don't get much pay. But I pulled 17 out-of-state cars, and 4 of my friends today. Well, I let the hometown boys go home, and they paid $5 bail. But all them tourists in them out-of-state cars had to go to jail. Well, they hollered and they moaned and they whined and they groaned and they all swore that they'd sue. But the judge was high and so was I, and we needed the money too. You see, the judge and me, we got a deal, you see. We split the money fair. Sent 30% to the county seat to keep the law out of our hair. Old Johnny's working out real good down at the corner store where the red light is. Johnny sees them out-of-state cars 2 blocks away. When them out-of-state cars get up underneath that green light, Johnny pushes that secret button underneath the drugstore counter. Yellow light only lasts for a tenth of a second. Well, 40 a week, it ain't enough for me. Hey, I'm a family man. If it weren't for the tourists in the out-of-state cars, I'd have no loot to spend. Well, the way it's been this year so far, I made $100,000. For a high school dropout, I'm doing fine and making more than the president now. So if you're driving down the road and flashing lights you see, if they're on top of a red Rolls Royce, you can bet your boots it's me.
Small Town Cop, sung
speed
by...
Speed Trap song. I think that one's called the
Is
Speed
it?
Trap song. It's a Hoyt Axton tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Sung by Lee Martin. He's here as a guest with Jim Hall, and it's about time to start saying goodbye, you guys.
Goodbye.
Oh, jeez. I want to thank the listeners, though, for tuning into the Beat Farm session with you guys. I've loved your music. I know Carl has loved your music because we're both over here bopping and smiling and having a great time. And So I look forward to having more great musical times with you too at Wasco's.
Too,
oh, thank
sure.
you.
We really appreciate the opportunity to come here and play for you guys on the radio today. It's been great.
Oh yeah, great fun. It is really fun, and we really appreciate it. And so maybe we'll have you back sometime. You know, that could be in the future. And hope to see you on Monday, Jim. And not this week for us at Wasco's down by Lake Nevagamon. So, again, thanks. And here's one last song.
Cool.
With Lee Martin and Jim Hall.
This one's a song by Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys called It Would Seem a Simple Thing. It would seem a simple thing to learn a simple song to sing. It would make the baby smile, make a grown man weep a while. So don't be early, don't be late, I'll try to pick you up by 8. We'll hurry through another town, I think we've time for one more round. Skipping back on cobblestones, thinking of the folks back home. It would seem a simple thing to learn a simple song to sing. It would seem a simple thing to learn a simple song to sing. It would make the baby smile, make a grown man weep a while. So don't be early, don't.